Spinster of this Parish by Anne Purser. For Philip. Chapter 1. Ivy Dorothy Beasley marched smartly up the sandy path to the vicarage, pushing her way through overgrown budding roses, which sweetened her way in vain. It was late spring, a warm, gentle morning, and a song thrush serenaded her from the great mulberry tree in the vicarage garden. But Miss Beasley did not hear it, having a number of important matters to discuss with the elderly Reverend Cyril Collins, and being determined to get some definite answers from him. Ivy Beasley had lived all her life in Round Ringford, an unexpected gift from God to her parents when both were in their 40s. Her father had been a railway inspector until he retired at 65, and her mother continued to keep house to a strict regime, until arthritis had forced her to hand over duties, but not control, to her only daughter Ivy. Ivy had been much loved, but her mother and father were of the generation which believed that sparing the rod spoilt the child. They niggled and criticised and cut her down to size, all for her own good, and blighted her childish optimism. Worse, she was never sure of their approval, since shows of affection were rationed with care. "You're no better than anybody else, Ivy Beasley." It was her mother's favourite phrase, and Ivy had grown up without self-confidence, resentful and rebellious. She never defied her formidable mother, eventually nursing her to the end, and then, without any change of direction, continued her...